Asia. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Vice President Kamala Harris traveling to Tokyo, Japan Monday, where she will lead the presidential delegation for former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's state funeral Tuesday. Abe was shot and killed while giving a campaign speech in July. The vice president will be visiting South Korea later in the week. Her visit to Asia is centered on reaffirming the U.S.'s commitment to its allies there. As Tropical Storm Ian nears the U.S., it's projected to rapidly intensify into a hurricane. Fox weather meteorologist Adam Klotz gives us a possible path for the storm as it closes in on the Florida coast.
By the time we get into Tuesday afternoon, into the evening hours, and then overnight, you'll be passing Cuba. You'll continue to intensify. By Wednesday evening, 125-mile-an-hour winds, that puts it at a very strong Category 3 hurricane. By the time you get into Thursday night, you're getting up closer to the Florida panhandle around the Big Bend area. So that's the time we'd be talking about landfall if it makes it that far.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has issued a state of emergency and encouraged Floridians to take precautions. Following Russian President Putin's partial troop mobilization order in Ukraine, Russians participating in anti-war protests and leaving the country. Fox's Trey Yingst has more from Kyiv, Ukraine.
Despite these gains, the Ukrainian army is losing more than 50 soldiers a day on average, and Russian forces are digging in across the front lines. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky issued a statement speaking directly to those new Russians who are being called up to fight under partial mobilization orders. Russian commanders do not care about the lives of Russians. Zelensky says they just need to replenish the empty spaces left by the dead, wounded, and those who fled or the Russian soldiers that were captured.
Far-right candidate Giorgia Meloni poised to become Italy's first female prime minister. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
As migrants continue to cross the southern border and get sent to primarily Democratic cities, Texas DPS finding that some migrants are being transported via private jet. Fox's Alexis McAdams has more from Eagle Pass, Texas.
The question is, where do they go once they get here? Well, it depends, according to sources here, exactly how much they're willing to pay these cartels. If they want to dish out thousands of dollars to those cartels, they can take private airplanes once they get here and be smuggled across the United States. On Friday, 19 migrants were found on that private plane in McAllen, Texas. The migrants were from Central America, and they had been staying in the United States for a few weeks at a stash house. Investigators say three cars pulled up to that private airport and dropped off the migrants, so a concerned citizen saw that and called 911. This is the third bust at a private airport in Texas just this month alone.
A gunman targeting an on-duty police officer in Boston Sunday. WFXT Fox Boston's Drew Carides has the story.
Police are telling us that plainclothes officer was sitting in his unmarked car when an armed suspect came up from behind and fired multiple shots into the car.
While conducting an investigation, police say he was not hurt after two bullets flew into the rear side of his car and remained calm, helping fellow officers quickly track down the suspect just a few blocks from the scene. Police say that suspect could have hurt or killed the officer who was taken to the hospital for evaluation.
Police would only describe the suspect as an adult male. A much buzzed about film topping the weekend box office.
Olivia Wilde's Don't Worry, Darling debuts as the weekend's top movie. The psychological thriller with 19.2 million in ticket sales. The Woman King dethroned to second place on the weekend charts. The African epic starring Viola Davis selling $11.1 million worth of tickets.
That's Fox's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.